Good morning. It seems to me so often when we read the Gospels and we see Jesus being talked about, oftentimes he seems to be in the midst of a relationship with people. You know, he's in the midst of relationships, and out of those relationships comes this discovery of who he is and who God is and what Jesus is about, the kingdom, the teachings that he is about. It seems that it's always connected to relationships. And that idea comes to my mind today as I want to share with you a bit of a story, a bit of an experience that I had a couple weeks ago at a conference that that I attended. There's an organization called the Consortium of Endowed Episcopal Parishes. It's called CEEP. It's an organization, it's a membership organization of about 115 or so Episcopal parishes throughout the country that have endowments. And it's an organization that kind of gathers some of these churches together so they can begin to look at not so much just about money, but how to use those resources. What are wise ways to live into the ministry that they're called to when having these kinds of resources? And there's many workshops, many gatherings throughout the year that the Consortium of Endowed Episcopal Parishes holds. But once a year, there is this annual conference. And those who are part of the consortium come to it. They also invite, you know, other parishes, other people to come, and I was invited to attend this conference. I've been invited for a few years, but I finally decided to go. We are not a parish that has an endowment, but we are certainly looking to begin one, and we already have a planned giving committee, and we're moving forward. But it was a chance for me to gather and be with those throughout the country who are looking at not just endowments, or it wasn't a workshop about finances, although there was a couple of workshops about some of those things, but it was more about how churches like this that are usually moderate to large, you know, how they live into the complexity of who they are and how we do ministry and what do we do with the resources that we have. And one of the things I'd like to share with you is just one experience I had at this conference, and this is the point of my kind of my thoughts today. The second day of the conference, there was evening prayer. It was about anywhere from 400 to 450 people attending this conference, and St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, was kind of the host parish, and the conference was held near St. David's. And so on the second night, we had evening prayer. And at the evening prayer service, the guest homilist, guest preacher, was Bishop James Tenga Tenga, who is the bishop of the Diocese of Southern Malawi in Africa. And he shared some thoughts, and he also gave a workshop or a conference the next day. And I'd like to kind of combine those two occurrences and kind of share with you some thoughts that he shared that really, really touched me. And it was, for me, the kind of defining part of this conference that I went to. Before the conference, I was really looking forward to hearing Bishop Tenga speak. As you know, in the Anglican Communion, there is, or if you don't know, there is tension in the communion between the Episcopal Church in the United States, and it seems many of the Anglican churches, some of the Anglican churches in the African continent, at least it seems that way. There are some bishops from dioceses in Africa that are coming to the United States and saying to some Episcopal churches in the United States, if you're dissatisfied with the Episcopal Church, come and be part of our diocese from different Uganda and other some African dioceses. And so we can sometimes think that all of Africa is like that. It's you know, there's a prejudicial way of looking at it, but we can have this scope of perhaps all the African bishops are thinking this way. So I was looking forward to hearing Bishop Tenga Tenga speak, because his message was quite different, and it was so enriching. His point was this. And this was from the perspective of the Anglican Communion, we in the Anglican Communion, we need to be in relationship with each other. We need to be able to experience each other in order to understand each other and see how God is working in our midst. And he gave the example of some parishes that have entered into what are called partnership relationships with the Diocese of Southern Malawi. Some parishes or some other dioceses enter into a kind of partnership with another diocese. For instance, our diocese in North Carolina is in a partnership relationship with the Diocese of Botswana in Africa and also the Diocese of Costa Rica in the Caribbean. And we enter into these relationships. So what Bishop Tenga Tenga was saying is so often when you enter into these kinds of relationships, there are visits that happen. And oftentimes we use this word when we describe these visits. We call them mission trips. Mission trips. And he said something of what's happened with that word mission is this. Not that this is the meaning of a mission trip, but oftentimes what is behind the idea of a mission trip is that those who are doing the visiting somehow are coming with something that they have that you don't. And there can be this kind of uneven kind of relationship. Gee, we noticed you don't have this, so we're going to bring it. I'm not defining what a mission trip means, but sometimes it can take on that meaning. You know what I'm saying? Some will even go so far as to say, we're going on a mission trip to bring the gospel or to bring the message of God to this place. And Bishop Tenga Tenga pointed out, you know, we are a people of a great history, and God is certainly in our midst, as is the gospel. And we are living into it as well in a different part of the world. But he proposed a different word, a different phrase, to take the place of mission. And I don't think this is just about semantics. He suggested that the word would be pilgrimage. Pilgrimage. What a pilgrimage is when one community visits another community. When people from one place visit a people in another place. And in that meeting, in that relationship, in that time spent, one discovers the other. Each discovers the other, and on a pilgrimage also discovers God in the midst of that. God in the midst of each community, and also how God is working in the midst of these two communities meeting. And in that pilgrimage, perhaps discovering what God is calling us to in that relationship, to discover how God is working. He gave this example. He said in his own area of Malawi, there was a congregation, a Christian congregation that came to that area, realizing that one of the challenges of the area that he is bishop of is education, particularly for children. And this particular congregation was aware of that, and so they came on a mission trip to the Diocese of Southern Malawi and built schools. They built a few buildings. They had the resources to do it. They built the schools. About 6 months later, the schools were still empty. There was no one in the schools. The buildings stood, but they stood empty. St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, who has entered into a partnership relationship with the Diocese of Southern Malawi. Actually, Bishop Tenga Tenga went to the seminary in Austin, Texas, for his priesthood. He's ordained from the Diocese of the Southwest in Austin, Texas. So he had a little bit of a relationship with this parish. So this parish of St. David's decided to go on a pilgrimage to Southern Malawi, to go there and meet the people and engage with the culture and come to know and also be known by the people of Southern Malawi and kind of get to know each other. And as they met, it was described that they met with the people of Southern Malawi and began to realize in some of the villages that one of the challenges was this. Disease, particularly among children, is rampant in this particular area, particularly malaria. And so in each home, among the communities, it's the mom who usually stays at the home with the children. And it becomes the responsibility of usually one of the daughters in the household, or a couple of the daughters, to go to the well to get water for the family. But what they observed and what they listened to in conversations is that these particular villages that they were visiting, the well is miles away. And so it became the custom of one of the younger daughters of the home needing to leave the home at like 3 a.m. and to take buckets and whatever they could to the well and make this long walk to the well and get online at the well and wait for hours to get water and then to turn right around and walk back to their home. And as they walked to the well, and as they walked back home from the well, they would pass these empty school buildings that still stood. And the daughter would perhaps get home with the water in the middle of the day. It was this huge kind of commitment to get water. And so in conversation together with the people of St. David's and the people of these villages, they kind of looked at the possibility of, well, can we build wells? Can we gather together and build wells together? Find ways to find water in each of these villages and work together to do this. And so in a pilgrimage kind of way, the people from St. David's returned and began this process of working with the people of the villages, along with the people of St. David's, and building wells. And they've accomplished that in quite a few of the villages. And now the young girls in particular are able to not have to go spend most of their day getting the water, but are able to go to the well, get the water, and go to school. So in a sense, building wells improves education in these communities from the conversations and the relationships that were developed with the people there. And so it's kind of, it's that example of entering into to conversation together, entering into dialogue together, and discovering together something that is possible, something that is new, something that can happen. So you get that distinction, you know, this idea of pilgrimage, discovering what God is calling us to in the midst of this. One of the speakers at the conference from St. David's then said, and what's interesting is as we worked together as people from St. David's in Austin, Texas, and people from these villages in Malawi, as we're building these wells together, we're having conversations. And people from the Diocese of Southern Malawi, some of these villages are saying, as they're digging the well, you know, I don't know, what's with that, the United States? What's with the Episcopal Church over there? You have views about things that we don't share. You have these views about even the issue of homosexuality and relationships. And what is that all about? And this person from St. David's was saying, well, you know, people are all children of God. We, in St. David's, we see everybody as a children of God, and God has created them and made them, and we welcome all into our midst. And this person from St. David shared how he said to the person digging the well who asked him this question, could I ask you about, in your culture here, I just have some great issues about the role of women in the culture and the way women are treated. And the person from Malawi began to enter into engaging conversation about these two cultures, these two people having these conversations about where they come from and the way that they perceive each other. And Bishop Tenga Tenga was saying, you know, this is the way we live out the gospel. Being in relationship, being in conversation together, being in pilgrimage together, being together and discovering how God is working in our midst. I also had a chance, after the evening prayer service, the whole group of us, about 400 or so, went on buses to a Texas barbecue. And many of you from the parish had suggested places to go in Austin, Texas for barbecue. We went to the Salt Lick. It's called the Salt Lick outside of Austin. Bus loads of us went there. They reserved a big hall. And I was on this conference kind of on my own. I didn't know a lot of people there, but I knew some. And I was invited to sit at a table with St. James from Madison Avenue, New York. I know the rector there. And that parish in St. James is in a partnership relationship with Bishop Tenga Tenga. And they wanted to sit and talk about some of that. They're actually, St. James, with their endowment, is helping build homes for clergy in the Diocese of Southern Malawi. Another parish there is into a pilgrimage relationship where they provide netting for the homes to protect the children from malaria. And so Bishop Tenga Tenga was trying to catch up with everybody. So I was invited to sit at the table, and I ended up sitting right next to Bishop Tenga Tenga. So for 2 hours, I sat with him drinking beer and eating Texas barbecue, talking about this great, this vision of what he presented, which I found to be so engaging. You know, and I said to him how the highlight of my trip to this conference was really meeting him and hearing his vision and hearing that dream of what we can be together. As he said, being in a relationship doesn't resolve everything next week or next month or maybe even next year. But by engaging together, by being in relationship together, we commit to that and discover God working in our midst. I think the Anglican Communion provides us that. It gives us that opportunity to meet each other and encounter each other. People from different places, different ideas, different views of the world. It's such a possibility. And no Anglican covenant, no letters that bishops send and sign, no statements of agreement, no documents that people sign are going to be better than people meeting people and being in relationship together, being on pilgrimage together. And that's what Bishop Tenga Tenga was suggesting. And I offer those thoughts today as we gather as a people of God. This idea of being in relationship, I think it's a great vision for the Anglican Communion as we go forward together, to be in relationship together, to be in pilgrimage together. But it's not just something that we can do with places far away. Even within our own areas, in our own lives, can we find ways to encounter each other? People perhaps we don't meet that often. Perhaps even in our own community. There are some among in our parish who are looking to find ways to develop a kind of companionship in mission, or really a companionship in pilgrimage together, with people perhaps from our own area, from our own area of Cary and Apex and Raleigh, that we can engage in relationship with, that perhaps we don't bump into each other that much. But perhaps we can go on pilgrimage together and discover ways to be together. Even within our own parish. You know, there's a vast scope of ideas and views of things here, even within our parish of St. Paul's. And I think one of the strengths is that we come together in relationship. Not necessarily all agreeing with each other, but being in relationship. And in that relationship, discovering God working in our midst. I think it's a wonderful vision. It's a wonderful possibility. And I give thanks for Bishop Tanganyika needing him. And I give thanks for this parish of St. Paul's, who in their budget finds the resources to provide me to go to places like that and to go to a conference like that. So I give thanks to you, and I give thanks to the parish for being able to be away for a few days and experience this wondrous opportunity of being with these wonderful people together. So I offer those thoughts today as we go forth together. May we as a parish continue our pilgrimage together. May we find ways to enter into pilgrimage with those around us that perhaps we haven't met yet. Perhaps consider in the future ways of reaching way beyond our culture, way beyond who we are. Perhaps with southern Malawi, perhaps with Botswana, perhaps something we don't even know yet, but enter into that engaging relationship and come to know the wonder and the dream that God has for us as we live into the kingdom of God.